Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the episode of the How's Your Touch podcast that covered all things Scottish women's football. I'm your host, Peter, and as always, I'm joined by Matt, who was just saying he doesn't feel very well. How are you doing, Matt?
No, you forced me to get a takeaway that was clearly dodgy.
Yeah. Listen, that's not what friends are
Buying
for.
into mystery pakoras is not going to be something I do again in my life.
That's fair. That's fair. But other than just dodgy takeaways, the weekend was pretty good. Lots of football action for us to chat about, including, Hibs showing Hearts who's boss as well, and the league title getting closer, teams getting relegated, teams securing playoff spots, and more to talk about. So I guess let's get started chatting about the SFPL one. The title race talk about, but for logical order, Hibs Hearts on Friday night, another classic Edinburgh derby under the lights.
Yeah, proved me right. Anyone that listened to the last one and was like, Matt's an idiot, is saying the Hibs are so good when they're, not having the best season. Well, we've beat Hearts three of the four times we played them this season. So who's the
Yeah,
big team?
I guess everyone would reply to that being like, where are you at the table?
Yeah, but that's just like dumb luck. Who
Yeah.
cares? Anything below Champions League places, just like, what's the point,
Yeah, basically, leagues should be decided off of the one-off games that you play against other teams, not about all 32 fixtures.
100%, the league should just be round robin knockouts. Not round robin, but it should just be knockouts.
Just knock out. What,
So,
six
like,
games?
what? Yeah, so it would
Less
take.
than
Well,
that,
no, because
probably.
there's 20 teams in SFPL in total. So you'd have 10 ties to
What
start
we have
with.
to do on this podcast is stop trying to do math live because it's never gone well.
Start planning out our nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah, just and then we can have like three seasons a year, and then have like then you've got like another 2 months where you can just not have games where they can schedule the internationals.
Yeah, but 200. Yeah.
We've solved football.
That solved all the injury crises as well, probably.
Yeah, Jurgen Klopp can stop moaning to the UN about scheduling because we've solved it.
Yeah.
Every league can just be straight knockouts,
So that
pure dumb
guy.
luck whether you get to the final,
Yeah.
like.
But yeah,
But
other than
yeah,
any of that, so.
we won. We were really good. I said that we were really good. Jory Bookham's sponsor after the sponsor evening tweeted being like, "Love you always," and that means she's probably definitely leaving, which is gonna make me cry.
Not that you read
Which
much
is
into random tweets, no.
no, never. But as always, she probably could have scored about six. Hearts, I mean, really obviously missed George Hunter. Like that's. No shit. It's one of the best centre backs in the league. And as I said about Jorian Bochum being better with a strike partner, we played with two up top and it looked a lot better than the last couple of weeks when we've not been playing with two up top. I still think that even if Bochum stays, I think that we need to recruit at least one striker. As much as Leah Tweedy had me running around my flat, I don't think there's, if the plan is to get back to winning trophies, I don't think that's necessarily a great third option. And
Yeah.
then Kirsty Morrison, obviously a bit of a utility player, can play on the wing, can play up front, can play, I think she's played wing back this season, like can sort of play anywhere. But again, I don't know if she's necessarily like, I mean, when you're looking at like Rangers bringing Sarah Ewens and Jane Ross off the
Yeah.
bench, Kirsty Morrison's off that level. So like, you probably need another in no matter what. So if Bochum leaves, that's another two in. But,
Yeah, you gotta find more players of the likes of Bochum to keep up with probably Hearts as well, because they're signing players like Sadie and stuff like that for internationals.
What's Sadie done in the derbies? Sorry, have I missed
So
something?
sure. My point being, that's a quality of
Look,
player.
right? Bogan's from Arizona, Sadie's from Texas, and it's well known that Arizona is better than Texas.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any beef between those two states, but
That's a known thing. What's good about Texas? It's just big.
I believe Houston's got some real good food.
Yeah, but they've got a really shit manager. But yeah, I'm obviously yeah. We need to be aiming for players off the quality of Bochum, so do Hearts over the summer. That's sort of like the level of player that I think both clubs. I think it's different because when there's all the conversation about Glasgow City, I think it's very different in terms of level of player that Bochum is. Obviously, he's going to take any team to like another level. Similar with like Leah Eddy and Poppy Lawson, and on the Hearts side of things, Lizzie Walde and Carly Girasole and so on. Like there's a lot of players of those qualities, but for Hearts and Hibs, they need to sort of fill their squad out with those kind of players, whereas like a players of the next level. Whereas I think when we're talking about Glasgow City in a minute, it's going to be a bit different because I think that their problem is, I think the weekend showed us that Chinchilla has never been replaced, and I think that's the biggest thing because I think watching them, I was a bit like confused.
Probably for City, they've not really got a talisman at the moment.
But on Hibs, obviously, it's like we've now scored two games in a row with absolute like belters from outside the box. So Rangers might as well genuinely be better letting us get into the box based on our finishing in the last two games.
But yeah, we'll stick with speaking of, like, I guess Glasgow City mentioned it there, and Rangers that in the title race, and Glasgow City lost that game as well. They're definitely that they're out of title race. They have been, they can't win it at all now. Not going to be in Europe next year either. So you kind of mentioned that in terms of their rebuild next year, and talking about them not having that kind of star player like Chinchilla, unless I'm forgetting somebody. But in fact, I'm forgetting them probably as part of it, of like Fee Brown, but.
Well, I think they've tried to replace like that level, but it's not really necessarily the level of player, but it's the type of player. Like, they don't really have anyone at the moment that will progress the ball like at their feet. It's very much like the progression is all very like passing based, which is fine, but in games like yesterday, it was very sort of they seem to get stuck quite often in midfield, and then they have to go back around, and then the other defense gets set. Then they have like, Emily Whelan, one, should have put the 1-0 up, and mildly concerning from a sort of finishing standpoint, if that's your starting striker. She's definitely a sort of she's the kind of player that I think Hibs need in terms of like being a second striker next to someone else that's going to get all the goals because she is such a handful. And when Libera's back, maybe that is the vibe that they'll bring, but she very much wants the ball to feet, and she'll be aggressive and she will run with it, but she's not going to really take anyone on necessarily. She's not going to like do some step overs and beat her defender. I think the same in midfield. They didn't really have anyone that was looking to beat a player, which meant that it did keep sort of having to be cycled back round. And they still competed quite well. I've seen a few Leanne Ross, like Leanne Ross out
All
shouts,
right, you should.
I think is a bit premature. I think
Yeah,
it's
I would say
one
so.
bad season.
It's almost season. I would say they've got a like plan for the future and how they keep up with. Because I know people, we don't talk, we try not to write off kind of City, but to keep up with clubs of Celtic and Rangers size, you got to do something special. So they need to be kind of delivered on that, and I think she's you have to have a plan and stick to it and continue with that. She's probably
Yeah,
the
I
best
think their
planner.
biggest problem has been their recruitment. I mean, we've said it multiple times, but like their squad needs trimming down and adding to quite significantly because they've got a squad that just is sort of it's in a bit of a weird shape where because of the last couple managers, because basically because of how Eileen Gleeson built it, and then their sort of January and summer recruiting just before Gleeson left and then just after sort of has made that squad a bit weird, where it's like Amy Muir and Chloe Warrington are your left back options. Both are right footed. Both are probably better off on the right hand side. You've got two centre backs, but one of them is Michaela Moore, who's also probably more of a right back. You've not really got a defensive midfielder outside of Jo Love. And it's just sort of like there's just loads of bits where they've got loads of one position and very few of another.
It's quite
And
bloated in
then,
places,
yeah, and then they don't have, the sort of level of player like that, or the type of player that's going to do the things that they've lost. So they've obviously lost Chinchilla and they've lost Mbalo, and they don't have like a real playmaker anymore. They have a lot of players that can recycle the ball, but they don't have someone that can pick out a pass like she could, or can like progress the ball like she could. And they don't have anyone with the pace or sort of dribbling ability of Chinchilla. They are missing that. And I mean, like, obviously any team would miss those players, but I think they've just failed to replace them. Like,
Yeah,
the replacements they've brought in haven't hit the heights that they needed to.
not at all. But on the flip side of that game, you've got Rangers, who them and Celtic still all to play for between them. It's level on points. Rangers, couldn't close the goal difference, but they get the win anyway to keep on level points. Celtic, and then Celtic as well went out and beat Thistle 3-0 fairly comfortably. Probably could have and should have had a few more goals to improve the goal difference even more. But saying all that, are we thinking it's going to go down to goal difference?
Maybe it's really hard. It's hard because, like,
feel
of
like
the
I feel like people
fixtures that we
always say
left,
goal difference, it never ends up. Someone will drop, it never ends up
no.
being goal difference, but
That's what I mean. Of the fixtures that are left, you're probably thinking it's more likely that Rangers are going to drop points. But then at the same time, I wouldn't be shocked.
it is just that, yeah, it's
Ultimately.
the I mean, this will come out after this game, but Celtic, away to Hearts Wednesday night, while
Rangers away
Rangers are
to
away
Hibs.
to Hibs, is like a that could be a huge like night for Tet Race.
Yeah, because I mean, both teams are capable. It's probably a little bit of Eva Olid was speaking before the derby about how they don't feel that they've got any pressure on themselves anymore.
Right.
After their performance against Hibs, potentially they're on the beach.
Yeah, well, I
Like,
think, yeah, from a Celtic point of view, obviously we beat them already at Celtic Park quite comfortably, and now Georgia Hunter being out is beneficial for Celtic because their defence is significantly weaker without her in it, obviously, because she's captain and been there for so long. So, in
Yeah.
terms of Celtic winning the game, their aim being to rack up more goals, but
The thing that I would say is that Hearts have got, like, they might not feel like they've got any pressure on themselves anymore because they've secured fourth. And that's obviously, I think that was their minimum aim at the start of the season. I don't think
yeah.
that was the like, they probably, that's not what they were talking. I think they were talking about top three, but.
They spoke about, yeah, they wanted to start mixing it with the big boys, yeah.
And they've not quite gotten anywhere close, but they have secured fourth quite comfortably.
Yeah.
But I don't think they will actually be on the beach because they do have a point to prove to themselves ahead of the Scottish Cup final, and that is that they
Yeah.
have to compete. Because if they can't compete in these games now, when the pressure's off, how are they going to do it at Hampden? Like,
Yeah.
home turf probably going to be a good crowd again because they've been doing really well post-split. It's going to be one where they have to show that they can do this. And just even just for themselves, so they can have some confidence going into that game, after the season's ended. So it'll be a big one. I mean, same for Rangers against Hibs. It's a similar vibe of, like, obviously we don't have the looming cup final, but we've got to compete in those games to show that we can compete in those games because that's
Yeah.
what Grant Scott's standard is. It'll be this podcast will come out and something will have happened in the title race, I imagine.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, well, everyone just wins 1-0. Nothing changes.
Or both teams lose, and it's just really funny because it's midweek, they'll be like at the same time as well. So it won't be like,
Yeah.
that the other team's gone in and lost. You've got to, think of
Yeah,
it that
no,
way.
I can
So,
see both teams losing because I don't think either Celtic or Rangers really want to win this league.
well, no, you say that, but after Amy Gallagher's goal against Part of Thistle, which opened the scoring,
They
and it's
were
like,
going
what,
after,
20 minutes in or whatever, she's like straight into the back of the net to pick the ball up.
yeah, you can see Celtic wanted to raise the goal
It was
difference by
like,
more, which it is now.
yeah, it
If
was
you
already
do
13, it's now 15.
15 now, yeah,
Like, you
which is
didn't need
and
to.
over two, I'm pretty confident that over two games that that's not going to get overturned.
I reckon that's a sign
So,
that Celtic players will shit themselves to what happened last season,
yeah,
which means that they'll definitely
yeah.
bottle it. But no, it will
And
be
we'll.
interesting. I mean, there is a weird, it is a weird sort of set of circumstances where obviously both, I mean, it always happens, but because both clubs have had their award nights already as well,
Yeah.
there's like less personal pride on these things, which, like, people always say, like, oh, it shouldn't matter because, like, you play for the team, but I absolutely would play harder if I was like up for player of the season, as opposed to like if
Yeah.
I've already been given player of the season, I'd be a bit like,
Yeah.
I
Also,
don't.
if we spoke
And
about it a
also,
bit
by
too
the
much.
way, Cash Flint winning goal of the season for Celtic is genuinely the most embarrassing
Yeah.
thing that's ever happened in Scottish women's
That's
football
really fun.
history,
Yeah.
including the SFA voting against women's football. It's a tap-in from like
Yeah.
eight yards out. It's the most normal goal.
Yeah, I don't know how it won. Well, I'm doing it why it won because the fan vote and it was a goal against Rangers, but
Yeah,
not the
but
goal of the
like,
season at all.
Jenny Smith scored from like 35 yards in, and it
Yeah.
was like an unsavable top corner,
I'm pretty sure
wasn't
Kelly
like a wee
Clark's
floater.
Champions League one was up for it as well, which I'm like, it's Champions League goal.
On awards, our ones are going to happen after the season has ended because
Yeah.
we have brains.
Yep.
Because we're not going to go and give Joe Potter manager of the season and then have her lose the Scottish Cup final and lose the league,
Yeah.
just
Yep.
in case,
We're not gonna vote, yeah, someone to be player of the season after a couple of good months just before the vote happens.
Give Amy Gallagher player of the season, and then she scores like three own goals against Hearts, and you just lose the
Yeah.
league.
Yeah. Well, in terms of goal for Celtic We're playing at Celtic Park on the final day against Hibs, which is, a smart move, to be fair. You win the league, you got more fans in theory. Hopefully, Celtic fans buy tickets, stop being tinpot. So,
If Bill commits
don't.
to go off, because I mean, I doubt she'll stay in Scotland if she leaves. So if she is off, then it'd be a nice leaving present, her deciding the league title, I reckon.
Who? Oh,
Joy and Bookham.
Jordan
Also,
Bochum.
she's only like what, 2 or 3 goals away from 30 for the season.
I think so, yeah.
Set
She'll catch up with beat my big B Hutch, but that's all right.
a new league scoring record, decide the title, and then pop back off to the NWSL. That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah, for her. But I don't think she'll Billy Hutchinson's gonna be top goal scorer, man. She scored another couple, I think, or at least another one anyway, in the Aberdeen Motherwell game. Another one goal in the Aberdeen Motherwell game, which is a crazy game, given that they're
It
fighting over
was,
7th place.
but
Okay.
Aberdeen. I said it last week. They're cursed now because Clint Lancaster announced he was leaving, so they're
Yeah.
cursed.
Once you say it that
You know,
way.
I said it last. So last week, Klopp announced that he was leaving. Liverpool started losing all the time. Emma Hayes announces she's leaving. Chelsea start losing all the time. Clint Lancaster announces he's leaving. They draw with Accies, and they've had 2 red cards in 2 games. You know, don't announce that you're leaving before when there's games going on. Even if
Yeah.
there is nothing to play for, it's you will lose. Every player will be like, all right, cool. I mean, it's definitely not that. It's definitely just Motherwell are quite good.
Motherwell are quite good. They did pretty well in that game. I mean,
I have seen a few as well. People say the red card wasn't a red card, but
yeah, well, watch the highlight show. You'll boost to Scotland. Make up your own mind.
well, I'll kind of anytime anyone like criticizes an SWPL referee, I can't just assume that they're probably right,
Yeah,
even
they
if.
probably actually are. Fair enough. Yeah. Also, Spartans are now safe. Finally, took them long enough, but they beat Accies 1-0. Scraped by
Alana
Accies.
Marshall
So
scored from like 30 odd yards and it hit the crossbar and went in. That sounds pretty good.
that sounds pretty good, but yeah, nice that she scored it too.
It's a very like historic season for like players like that this
Yeah.
season. Because obviously you've got Joel Marriott, she's retiring. Alana
Even,
Marshall
yeah.
now keeping Spartans safe. Tammy Harkins just retired.
Yeah.
Pauline McDonald's just stepped down as Scotland youth manager. So like
Yeah.
we're very much
Awesome.
having a bit of a change in the guard kind of season,
Yeah.
which is emotional.
Yeah. But change is good. Progress.
Well, it depends what's replaced by, isn't
Yeah, that's true.
If they all retire and everyone's sitting and then everyone in the future is like awful, then it's not worth it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Accies and Dundee United are
Dude.
confirmed to be
Holding
playing
on
for their
to them.
lives now.
Yeah.
But
2 games to go. Well, 1 game to go when this comes out and potentially a midweek game. But regardless of how it goes midweek, it's going to go down to last day because the goal difference is so tight as well. So.
yeah, no matter what happens, it's going to be. You know, we'll be checking in on the score to see what's going on. Like, you
Yeah,
know,
Sunday.
they'll be checking in on the scores. I mean, like their manager will be sat on the
Yes, yes,
touchline.
yes. Sunday is going to be pretty hectic down there. So.
Yeah, and even before then, obviously they're both playing. They're playing Motherwell and Aberdeen. It's not even like the midweek game is winnable
Yeah, well,
as they start
Accies at
that.
least is a derby, and they always show up in the derby. Well, they do until they don't.
Yeah, they do until this season, and then this season they haven't. And then final day is the other way around. Dundee United playing Motherwell and Accies are playing Montrose. So games that you're like, basically none of them are playing Spartans, and that's probably that's the one that you would really earmark as being like they're having a weak season.
Yeah, but they've not got the thin 7th and 6th, and seemingly Motherwell and Aberdeen are quite keen to get 7th. They're actually fighting over that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to
Interesting.
play Bailey Hutchison post-split, to be
Yeah,
fair.
no, she's been pretty
As
mental.
she can, she's trying to like match her regular season tally post split,
Yeah,
I
but
reckon.
yes, those are going on the SAPL one, and the weekend actually coming up will be pretty hectic. Everything basically still to play for, which is mad. And very much just how the SUPL is nowadays, and very hard to cover. But we're doing it. We'll go and have a quick look at what's happened in the SUPL too, just after this break. So yeah, we had the penultimate game week in the SUPL too, and we got to see Queen's Park actually lift the trophy because they're crown champions, which is awesome. They drew with Burnley,
Drew
so
with
actually
Bournemouth.
1-1.
It was very much a there's a trophy lift after this game kind of game where it's like we don't want to lose, but who really cares? But
Cares.
this is not we're not here for this game, we're here
Which
for the.
potentially bodes well for Livingston, who play them next week, and this like race for the second spot for the playoffs. Phnom Kelly, still 1 point in it, one game to go, and Livingston are playing Queen's Park. And Livingston are at home, whereas Kelly go away to Bournemouth Thistle.
I mean, the
So.
goal, I think that one's different because the goal difference is so far that Livy need to win while Bournemouth will gain points off of Kelly. So, like,
Yeah, well, I mean,
is that
yeah, Livingston can't go, well, yeah, they've got to win.
they're banking on Kelly losing or drawing. And I think that's a dangerous position to be in when you've also got to go and beat Queen's Park.
Yes, but my point, yeah. I mean, Kelly favourites probably because they're ahead of them, and I think going into this kind of season, they will, they might not blow away Bristol, but they could win 1-0, and that's enough to confirm them into the playoff spot.
Yeah, or if both teams draw, or even if
Yeah.
Livy draw and Kelly lose, like it's there's
Yeah, Kelly
basically
would have to
there's
lose
not gonna be
quite
a
heavily. Yeah.
20 goal
So,
20 goal
no.
swing.
Yes.
But yeah, I
22
mean
goals
this
for
weekend, this weekend again, Kelly have done the thing they've done all season, which is have four really good academy graduates happen all at the same time, especially Lucy Burns, who got another 2 goals, I think.
Did she? Well, yeah. Lucy Burns is very, very good. She'll be good.
Against St.
It's kind
Johnstone,
of why I
so
could
like,
not, because Lucy Burns in the top flight. That'd be exciting.
I don't know whether or not she would play much.
No, possibly not, but
Be my thing. I feel like if they do get promoted, I hope. I mean, Jim Chapman is obviously he's been around when Sutherland's gone for a very long time. He knows how things go. I think he's sensible enough to like protect them and be like, "There's we're not gonna rely on you guys. You guys are gonna play 5 games in total," because I mean, the 16, her Arwen O'Brien and like O'Brien, let us know, like all that lot. They're obviously they're so young that like stepping in, to games, like stepping up to go from playing against St. Johnstone and Livingston and such to going and playing against like even not even like going for the top three, but even the likes of Motherwell and Aberdeen.
Yeah.
And any team with part-time and full-time players, it's a huge, huge step. So I think that they would probably not. They would go up with them, but I don't think they would be like key players.
I mean, we'll find out potentially, even if they go up at all.
Yeah,
Change all
I
that, so.
mean, similar with the top teams. I mean, there's going to be whoever gets promoted is going to need to recruit like a lot.
Yeah.
We know that from Montrose. I think it's something that Montrose showed us that keeping the core of the squad together is great, but you do need to add
You need
five
that,
to ten,
yeah,
like
quality players.
SFL players. And I
Yeah,
think
we'll see.
that I do think as well that Montrose's squad, the one that was promoted, was better even than Queen's Park squad. So like,
Yeah, possibly.
it's gonna be a tough task for
I
all of
think
them.
Queen's Park have got the experience, at least within their squad. I think of like top flight that maybe Montrose didn't
They've
have.
got a lot of players that experienced the top flight at a very young age, so they're now like 24, so they're still like they're still so young, but they have got a lot of experience. But I still think that they'll need to add
Yeah,
like
exact
quite
players. I
massively.
think do what Montrose did and just, buy a bunch of players in the team that you're gonna finish ahead of. Worked pretty well for them, so.
Buy is maybe
Or
an exaggeration of how it actually goes down, but.
take players from the team that are going
Yeah,
down.
and then again this weekend we've seen the death of a hero pour one out for Stirling Uni.
All right, okay, I don't know where you're going with this. I was like, what happened on the pitch?
No, just being really dramatic about Stirling Uni going down.
It is sad to see him go, man. For the OGs.
Yeah, I mean when we started covering them, well, they were in SFL 1,
Yeah.
which I think is like it's a good barometer of like how much Women's Football Scotland has grown.
Yeah, has changed out to that university team is no longer.
Yeah, like when we started, they were SFL, they weren't comfortably SFL 1, but they were like around
They
and
were
they
quite
got saved
happily up
for
there,
relegation.
and yeah.
But now, like, I don't think they've gotten much worse. I just think the game has gone like grown to a point now where you cannot sustain doing that.
No, I don't think they should take any like slight from anything. I think if anything, it's like super impressive from the coaching staff and the players there that they managed to hang around this long.
Yeah, like what they're doing is clearly going really well, and they've
Yeah.
got players that have gone through Stirling Uni and are playing in SFL 1, playing in SFL 2, all like all
Yeah.
over the place. So like I think they're definitely what they're doing is going really well. I do think that at some point there is going to come a time where they're going to drop out of the competitive pyramid altogether and just focus on Bucks, because I still think it's a bit crazy that they do both at the same time.
Yeah, that is pretty hectic. Pretty hectic.
Like, I think at some point they probably will have to make a decision, but like until
Yeah.
then, you know,
Yeah.
and there's based on the fact that their squad barely changes year on year anyway, because if you're at
Yeah.
the uni, you live them, you know, they're probably gonna have quite a good go at the championship. Like, I'd
Yeah.
be worried if
To
I
be fair, I'd
was.
say after setup at the moment, their championship like credentials would be pretty good because they have the ability to train more and be on at
Well,
facilities that's still in uni that are pretty good. Like,
and usually we would see players leave. Like, you get
yeah.
relegated, and everyone was like, "Oh,
Yeah,
I'll
all the
go
good
to."
players move on to whatever, but actually.
Even if they go to a different team in the division that you're getting relegated to, like, they still leave.
Yeah.
So you won't have that problem.
Yeah,
They're just
definitely.
going to go
They'll be able
downhill.
to retain all their talent, have really good facilities, and be able to train and stuff like that probably more regularly than a lot of other people in the SCBL do, in the just yet SWF championships are.
It does also mean as well that Glasgow Women and Ayr United know their fate as well,
Yeah,
so they
they're.
know that they're going to be in the playoffs, so they can start preparing for that
Yep.
now.
The end of
Which, I mean,
August.
it's only a week extra notice, but it's still that's still a good time, especially when you're thinking about clubs where, you know, the manager's got a full-time job, so now he can go do his analysis of the team he's coming up against
Yeah,
and have a
with
week
more
extra to go
time
do it.
to do it, absolutely. Absolutely. You can go actually maybe go to the Glasgow game this weekend, if you're the United coach, you know.
Yeah, go have a look, see what you're coming up against, and
Absolutely.
you've got like a goal now, as opposed to like you're still fighting to not go down automatically. So now it's like,
But yeah, all
right,
that
we've
is,
got this.
yeah, pretty well sorted out now. Before the championship playoffs and into that, which is pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of into a nice little like limbo phase here, where some things are sorted out, some things aren't. Next
SWPL
weekend
2
will
is
be mad.
basically done. It's
Yeah.
literally just a case of who goes up.
Yeah.
SWPL 1 is still chaos, because
Well then, yeah.
that's what ha this is why the split's so good, because like,
Yeah.
this doesn't happen. Other leagues don't have this.
This year is
Like,
showing, yeah, last year for sure, but this year, even in the relegation battle, like the split has really like held up this year as like a this is sick, especially playing to twice.
yeah, like, especially because like most leagues with 12 teams also only have one relegation, which is also like embarrassing.
Yeah. We have to
So
well,
like,
but
we're still,
promoting. Then we get
so
playoff
like,
games and all that, man. Honestly, the league is, for my money, set up like format wise pretty perfectly. Just gotta
yeah, we're
get clubs to be more invested in it. Pretty
yeah, and
soon.
then some of that obviously as well comes from above,
Yes.
but. You know, we've seen that with like the FA Cup final the other day, where like the FA put so much emphasis on it, and it's a huge event, and it's like
Yeah.
70K there. It's a little, it makes you a little bit envious.
Read that. You see that? Yeah. Quite a lot has happened down south recently that I've been a
So,
shame.
saying that, Viv Miedema is a free agent now.
Yeah, talk about that when you know
Glasgow
about
City.
transfers there.
Yeah.
Glasgow City had the chance to do the funniest thing ever. That is true.
Glasgow City, you need someone that can progress the ball.
Yeah. I think Celtic could convince Viv to come up for a week for like a year. Freddie Ljungberg type. Here's loads of money for 1 year.
I reckon you could put all of your budget in and probably afford to have her for one game. I do not. I think there's probably not a hope in. There's not a chance that she comes to school.
Yeah, no, there's she's moving me, it's not coming here. But
It would be
funny
funny
if she
though.
did.
But
So
also, like, do you need her if you got Amy G?
well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what's happened in the SCBL one SCBL this week. We're heading towards a more exciting week, the final weekend, way more fun. We'll chat about there. And then of course following that with the playoff games, Scottish Cup final. We'll have our team of season, all of our end of season awards to chat about. So if you don't already, make sure you follow us on all our Instagrams and Twitters and stuff like that, at Hodges underscore. Substack articles will be coming out more, so you can get us there as well. And make sure you got notifications turned on for the podcast so you never miss any of the episodes. Probably leave it there for now. Catch up with you all next week. Hope you have a good weekend. Hopefully the football goes how you want it to. Unless you're a Rangers fan.
Next week we'll be back, and we'll know like who's won the title. It's
So
gonna be
yeah, that's gonna be really
crazy.
kind of excited to find out. See you all
Wild to
then.
think there've been two games to go, and it being like Monday. It's kind of funny, like the fact
Yeah,
that it'll be
look
done
at
in a week.
this.
It's Monday,
Yeah.
and it's two games to go.
Yeah, a midweek fixture in the last weekend is mad. But
I'm gonna be honest, a little upsetting because that means there's not like I'd like to stretch it out, especially if one of you just drops points.
yeah, I would have thought the midweek would have been better last week, and then, but
Yeah,
oh well.
but also we've got a lot of fixtures to fit in because UEFA and they're annoying. Like, let's have 15 international breaks and have an international break every month.
There we go. Almost got through without mentioning the international breaks, but
Can't not. But
anyway.
actually, just before we leave, just a quick shout out to Tammy Harkin, who has just retired. She announced it this week, because like we try obviously as much as we can to. Well, everyone as equally as we can, but you know, she's someone that probably hasn't had the hype. You know, we've not done an article about her,
No,
basically. And she has been a really, really important player in the SFL, just in general, SFL 2 and SFL 1. Obviously, you know, she feels at time, go, you know, go put your feet up, get a cocktail and watch the games. But like, we'll miss her. And that's kind of sad.
indeed. And so Montrose.
Just general Angus football, we'll miss her.
Yeah, the entire town of Montrose will be
And same
there.
with Pauline McDonald as well, with the youth national teams. I mean, results-wise, it's not been maybe great recently, but she's still d done a really, really important job for a very long time and deserves her
Well,
flowers and deserves to put her feet up for a bit.
shout out those two. But fortunately, that's all we've got time for this week. Hope you all have a good weekend. And I've been Peter, enjoyed by Matt, and we'll see you all again soon.